Hey everyone, this is Russell again. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. We're going to continue with day two of my initial presentation from last year's Funnel Hacking Live event. Hope you enjoyed it so far. If you are enjoying these, please take snapshots on your phone and then post them on Instagram and Facebook and tag me. I'd love to see them. And also use the hashtag Marketing Secrets. And with that said, let's jump right into the intro music and then we'll pick up on the next part of my presentation. So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
Inside of ClickFunnels and Funnel Hacking Live and all sorts of stuff, there are basically a couple phases we're going to be taking you guys through, okay? The first phase in your ClickFunnels experience is we want to give you guys all the tools you need to free yourself, okay? Now, that's ClickFunnels, but we also have tomorrow afternoon, we're going to be showing you guys some of the new features and tools and things that are coming out inside of ClickFunnels that will continue to free yourself as an entrepreneur so you can focus on getting your message out to people and not all the techie stuff behind it. Let Todd and Ryan and the geniuses focus on the tech stuff, and you can just focus on selling what it is that you sell. So that's coming out. Number two, we want to give you guys the education you need to create your future. That's what these events are for, the books, everything is to create the education. And then the third thing is to help give you guys a vision to impact the world. Okay, so the first phase is freeing yourself. The second phase is creating your future. And the third phase is impacting yourself. Now, during this, my first presentation, I'm going to be walking you guys through what I call the Funnel Hacker's Vision. I want everyone here to see where you guys are going. One of the biggest things I find with entrepreneurs is they don't really know where they're going. They're excited, they're passionate, they start running, and then they start doing some stuff, and they have some success, and then like everything starts falling apart, and they get stressed out, and it's just all over the place. How many of you guys have felt that a little bit before? You're my people. Yes. I understand this. And it's interesting, like when I was growing my companies over the last 10 years or so, I remember like I started... Like, we got to $1 million in sales. I started, like, trying to say, how do you go from a million to 10 and 10 to 100? And like, I wanted to understand that process. Like, what are the tools? What are the things I need to know as an entrepreneur? And I remember buying all sorts of books and courses and things, and they were great. But what they basically said is, like, the goal of the entrepreneur, like, the entrepreneur is amazing at the beginning, but then, like, you're kind of a nuisance, and you need to step away and let, like, other people run the company. And all the books are about management, like, hiring people and plugging people in. And I agree with that. But I was like, well, I'm the entrepreneur. Like, what am I supposed to do? When I go from zero to a million... I want to go from a million to 10 and 10 to 100. Like, what's my role? Where is it that I'm supposed to fit in? The interesting thing here is that the problem with entrepreneurs is that the thing that makes us awesome happens to also be the thing that makes us terrible. The same thing. And you're like, how is that? That's confusing, right? So I have a question for you guys. How many of you guys in here have more than one business? Who here has more than two businesses? Three? Four? Five, six, holy cow, seven, eight. This is like that thing where like who travels from the furthest away? Okay, who's got more than nine? Holy cow, you guys are worse than I thought. All right, this first presentation is to help free yourself from this, okay? So I understand this more than you will ever know. So my business is what happened, and I wanna know if your journey's been similar to this at all. This is what happened. I got excited. I started learning all this marketing stuff. I was on fire. I had all this passion. I was like, I'm going to do this. I started creating my first business. And the cool thing about entrepreneurs, the thing that makes us amazing, is the hardest part of a business is getting it from like an idea phase and getting it into orbit, right? Like you look at big companies, what they do, they bring in these amazing entrepreneurs. The entrepreneurs put it into orbit, and then they go hire MBAs and all these people to come in there like just don't crash my baby. And then it just kind of stays in orbit, right? But getting it off the ground is the hardest part. And so, like, as an entrepreneur, I get excited, I get the idea, the vision, I start creating, I create things, I get it to zero, to $1 million or so in sales, and then I'm like, I don't know what to do now. And you look at this, you're like, I got $1 million business, this is great, and you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna create another one, and then I'll have $2 million coming in. That's the first thought. How many of you guys, that's the first thing that your mind went to as well? You're like, I'm gonna do two businesses, I got one business, and then you start creating the second one, and what happens, the second one starts creating, and it's going, and you're all excited, and you're like, boom, we got $2 million. And you look back, and this the baby you had before, what happened to it? Boom. It died. And you're like, crap, okay, well, that one's dead, but I'm gonna make another, this one's $1 million, make the next one. So you go get the next business, you put it all together, and you're ready for it, and you're like, it makes $1 million, and this one dies. And you start on this path, and you keep doing it over and over and over and over and over again. How many of you guys can relate to that? Okay, this was my life for 10 years of my life. Just so everyone's super clear with that. So I understand this more than anyone. I remember the first time I got a business, my first business I got was about $3 million a year. I'm like, this is awesome. And I was like, okay, I got stuck at that point. I couldn't figure out how to scale it. I just like, it was a $3 million. I'm like, okay, well, if I launch a second business and I get that to $3 million, I make six. So I launched the second one. That's what happened. And this one died, and this one got to $3 million, and it was like, oh. We did all the work the whole year. End of year, I got my taxes back from the accounting guys. Looked at them, I'm like, oh, crap, we did $3 million. That's what we did last year. Dang it, we need another business. I'm like, this is another one. So we did another business, put it all thing together, launched it, grow it up, everything. Tax returns come in here, look at the thing. I'm like, $3 million? Like, we have three businesses now. How are we still at $3 million? And so I did the smartest thing that any entrepreneur could do. And that next year, and you can ask, this is a real thing, you ask Brent or Dave or a lot of people that are there. I had this idea in January after getting tax returns. I'm like, okay, we keep launching a business a year and we're stuck at three. How about we launch 12 this year? And we did. Pre-ClickFunnels, by the way. So this is like hand coding. It was horrible. So we launched that one, and we launched the 12, and like one or two of them does okay, and it's like, oh, it's going awesome. And these other ones all crash, and then tax time comes, and we get this thing. I was like, we have 12 companies. How did we do $3 million again? And all of a sudden, I realized that the problem was me. Okay, if you look at great companies, look at Apple, right? There is a time when the entrepreneur is the most amazing thing in the world. Steve Jobs came in, took Apple, and blew it up, and then guess what happened? He started screwing everything up. They had to fire him. They had to kick him out. So he kicked him out, and then they figured things, got systems in place, everything structured, and then like they're like, we need someone to innovate because like now we're just stuck. And they had to bring the entrepreneur back to blow this thing up. And so I'm looking at my thing, and we started launching ClickFunnels. One of the big concerns a lot of people I had around me on my team, but also like people in our community are like, Russell, this is awesome, but I just know you. You're going to launch this thing, and then you're going to go to the next thing, and the next. How many of you guys didn't use ClickFunnels for more than a year because you thought I was going to walk away from it and move on to the next thing? That's a real thing. I got that from a lot of my friends, like, this is awesome, but I'm not going to use it because I think you're going to move on to the next thing. And so I constantly talked to Todd and Dylan, and we were starting this. I said, okay, I'm going to focus all my effort. It's going to be hard, but I need to focus or else this whole thing, like, this can be something great, but only if I focus, and it's going to be hard for me, so I need you guys' help. I need to be able to put my creativity into something. And so we did that. And we started and we launched ClickFunnels. Now, and I'm going to walk you through the different phases, but what I realized is that the skill set that entrepreneurs have to go from zero to $1 million is one thing. And about $1 million, $2 million, about in that range, we have to shift where we focus our creativity. Okay, the very bottom here, we call it the creativity switch. Okay? Because I know what's going to happen. And this is, again, you read any business books, they're going to say, okay, as soon as you get to this point, now you got to hire a manager and teams and people and all this stuff. And it's awesome. Like, you do need that. But I guarantee that most of us creatives, if that's our job and that's our role, we're going to wake up in the morning and we're going to dread going to the office. How many of you guys wake up and you're like, I'm going to go hire someone today. Yeah. No, I cry when I hear, like, I don't want to do that. Like, I want to be able to focus at my superpower, like my unique ability. What is my unique ability? How do I focus that? And so what I learned from going zero to a million and a million to 10 and 10 to 100 is I had to shift where I was focusing my creativity. Shifted from launching a business, launching a business, launching a business, launching a business, to launching a business, and then how do I grow that business? How do I drive more traffic? What are the offers I create? So I'm going to show you during this presentation, like, where did I shift my focus and where does it have to be? So I want you guys to understand that, because a lot of you guys, and I see it, how many of you guys got your first two Comma Club award, and the second one came really, really fast afterwards? A bunch of them. Usually the first one's the hardest, and then it's like, oh, crap, that was easy. And the next one comes. We have someone tomorrow who's in 2 days who's getting seven. Okay? Because it's easy. After you learn the process, it's like, it's easy. So for us, our mind's going to go to like, do it, launch the next business. It's like, if we just shift our creativity from business to business, and then shift it to offers, front-end offers, back-end offers, and shift it to traffic, then all of a sudden, everything we're doing is compounding, and our businesses grow bigger and bigger and bigger. Okay, so that's what we're talking about, is this creativity shift that we have to take as entrepreneurs. Now, one thing I want to stress with this presentation, over the next 4 days that we're here, you guys, we're going to be talking at different levels of this. Some of you guys are in the phase where you're like from startup to $1 million. How many of you guys are in that phase? You're somewhere between zero and $1 million right now in your business? Awesome. Some of you guys are in the middle phase. How many of you guys are between a million and 10? How many of you guys are in that phase of your business? Awesome. How many of you guys are going from a million or from a 10 to 100 million? How many of you guys are in that phase of the business? Okay. So one thing I want to talk about, because I don't want you guys feeling overwhelmed as we're going through a bunch of stuff. When we talk about stuff, I want some of you guys to be like, this is a cool strategy, but I'm not ready for it yet. Like, this is something when I'm like this big, that's what I'm going to do it. So don't stress about it. Be like, okay, remember, when I get to $10 million, I'm going to focus on this strategy, but not right now. Okay, or when I get past $1 million, I'm going to focus on this strategy. So as you go through the next 4 days, just understand that every presenter, every speaker is going to be speaking to different parts of this. And I'll try to reference so you guys know, like, okay, this is like where you're focusing out from zero to million. This is where you're focusing out from million to 10. This is where you're focusing out over here. Okay, so some things, if you're not ready for it, don't stress out. Just be like, cool, I'm going to come back, watch the recordings or whatever when I'm ready, when I'm going from 10 to 100, or when I'm from 1 to 10. Okay, but things are going to be broken down through here. Okay, so I'm going to kind of go through this journey with you guys on what to expect from 0 to million, million to 10, and 10 to 100. Does that sound like fun? Yeah. All right, so number one, going from 0 to $1 million, this is what I call the what and the how. This is where you as the entrepreneur has to figure out, what in the world am I selling? And how do I actually sell it? This is the only thing that matters in this phase. If you are hiring employees during this phase and you are buying desks and getting big fancy like computer systems and stuff, you did this wrong. Your only job from going zero to $1 million is this, figuring out what it is you're selling, what does the market actually want, not what do you want to create, what does the market want, what, and then what is the system I'm going to use to actually sell it? Okay, so the what is what you're selling, the offer, and then how is how are you going to sell it? Okay? So the question then is like, well, Russell, how do I know if what I'm selling is the right thing or I'm selling it the right way? And the reality is, when you get the right what and you get the right how, you will know because you'll go from zero to $1 million really, really fast, okay? The market will tell you. The market will say, that's awesome, I want to buy this stuff, okay? If you've been stuck in a range below $1 million for a while, it means you haven't figured this out yet. You're selling the wrong products, not what people want, or you haven't figured out the right way to sell it. Because as soon as you figure out the what and the how, your business explodes. Okay, of our 258 Two Comma Club members, I've watched them. I've been watching people try. All of a sudden, as soon as they figure out the what and the how, boom, going from zero to $1 million is fast. That's how you know that the market wants what you're selling. If you're stuck at six figures, $150,000, $200,000 in that range, you're not selling the right thing. People aren't excited about it enough, or you're not selling it the right way. So the what and how, what am I selling and how am I selling it? We'll have a lot of presentations during this week about how do you create your offer, like how do you actually make something that's sexy and amazing that people are gonna wanna buy? And then what kind of funnel should I use to sell it? Okay, we have some of our amazing funnel hackers who are gonna be sharing the different funnels, and we have a whole bunch of different types of funnels. Okay, and I wanted you guys to see this. If you look at all the presentation lines, like each funnel, each presenter has a different type of way that they do their how, a different type of funnel. Some people are doing webinars, some people are doing high tickets, some people are doing tripwires, some people, like, everyone's got different things. And I'm not gonna tell you this is the best funnel for your business. I want you guys to look at all the different options and be like, that's the one for my business. That's the one that's gonna work for me. And then use that one, pick it, and that's gonna be the how. Okay, so figure out the what and the how. I said the market will tell you, and you'll know because you'll go from zero to $1 million fast. Okay, but that's it. That's what's happening in this phase, the what and the how. Okay, now, how many of you guys have read the Expert Seekers book? Yeah, who hasn't? All right, nobody. if you look at this book, the whole point of me writing this book was to help people understand the what and the how. What are you selling? We talk about creating offers, finding your market. This is the what. And then how do I sell it? You're using stories, you're using funnels. Like, this book is the what and the how. So if you're stuck, you should read this book over and over and over and over. Like, I spent 10 years of my life bleeding to bring this to you so you can understand the what and the how. Okay, that's what's gonna help you understand. And so that's, like, if you're stuck, like, that's what... That's the book to start studying and learn over and over and over again. It's going to give you the what and the how. I said there's a lot of presentations over the next 4 days that are going to be going deep in this as well. Okay? And the first thing we're always going to be selling is an opportunity switch. We'll get into that a little bit more later, but that's what's going to help you figure out. Okay? All right. The other thing is going from zero to million. I want you guys focusing on just one core funnel. How many guys does that stress you out? We get people all the time, they're like, Russell, I've got 800 funnels in my account, I need to upgrade. I'm like, 800? I'm like, are you doing well? They're like, no, I haven't like started making money. I'm like, you should just do one and just make that one work. 800? Like, this is a real thing we get in our office sometimes. Like, Russell, I can't afford the $97 a month payment, but I need more funnels. What? Delete the other ones, they're horrible. There's no way if you're struggling about the $97 a month payment that you got a what and a how that's right, okay? The biggest focus is at the very beginning, you gotta be focused on one core funnel. We launched ClickFunnels. It took me six different variations of the funnel. I tried one what and how, it failed. Tried the second one, third one, fourth one, fifth one, sixth one, boom, that one hit. Okay? Went from zero to $1 million in about a week. I was like, oh man, this is it. And then guess what I didn't do? Luckily. Because most of us are gonna launch this funnel, it's gonna be amazing, and then what's gonna happen is you're gonna get bored with it before the market does. All my Two Comma Club members, by the way, just really quick, if you just keep focusing on that first one, it'll grow to 10. Most of you are like, oh, sweet, what's the next one? Right? That's what we do as entrepreneurs. We're insane. I don't know, like, why we do that, but we do it. Okay? We understand that your ability to get seven figures, there's a direct correlation between that and your ability to focus on one funnel. One. So don't stress out about 20, 30, like one funnel. Focus on that, okay? How many of you guys here read the .com Secrets book? Yeah, thanks. So the .com Secrets book, I talked about a concept called the value ladder, right? People come into your world and they start, typically they're not going to write you a check for $100,000 day one, right? Maybe they will if you're amazing. But most people, it's not. Like, you have to build value to people, right? So you come into something, usually lower ticket in the bottom, and you send people up, and they get more value, and then they trust you more, and they really invest more money, right? So I almost feel bad. I share that in .com Secrets. And what happened is everyone's like, okay, I need to create. They come to me like, here's my value ladder. I'm going to go from here to here to here, and then explain like 30 different steps of the value ladder, and they're trying to create all of them at once, everything. I'm like, no, like, value ladder is like where you're going. That's not where you're starting. Like, understand, like, hey, someday I'm going to probably go here, but I'm not creating 18 funnels to start. I just need to know where am I taking people, okay? So this is the ClickFunnels value ladder. Oh, now you guys know what we do. That's it, okay? This is the ClickFunnels value ladder. Now, a couple interesting things I want you guys to understand about this. When we launched ClickFunnels, we didn't start at the bottom of the value ladder. A lot of people try that. It's more difficult. So what we do is we start in the middle of the value ladder, okay? The middle of the value ladder is the reason why I like it is because it's typically more expensive, which gives them the ability to spend more money to acquire customers. That's why I try to get people so often to webinars, because webinars are such great, middle of the value ladder things, because there's so much profit in them. Typically, you can spend a lot of money to generate leads, right? So that's the core, that's what we're driving people. So all you guys should be looking at, what's the core thing I want to sell? A couple things about my core offer I like to do. I like something that's like infinitely scalable, where the more I sell, the more I don't get stressed out, right? Some of you guys have businesses where like you stop selling stuff because you're like, the more people we sell, the harder it gets. We have more, I want to try to figure out something that's like infinitely scalable, like is your core thing. And that's typically where you start. Okay, when people come in, they join my inner circle or my other coaching programs, like my goal with them is figuring out like just do one webinar. Now, my inner circle members know that I have a rule that I've yelled at almost all of them at least twice. Who didn't want to tell the rule? Who remembers what it is? Yeah. Want to say it loud? You have to get to at least $1 million before I will allow you to create your second funnel. Because this is what happens. Russell, I'm working my webinar. Russell, I'm doing this thing. Russell, I launched it. Russell, it blew up. Oh, it's going crazy. I'm like, that's awesome. They're like, so my next offer, I'm like, no, stop. Please stop. You just created this baby. You gave birth to it. I know you're tired of it, but like there's so much value there. If you will just focus on it for the next 12 months, it'll make you $1 million, probably three, probably five, probably 10. But you got to focus. So I tell them all, as soon as you make $1 million, then I will allow you to create your second funnel. Okay, I want that in your guys' mindset, because so many of you guys are creating a funnel to make 10 grand, and then you're creating the second funnel, and then you're making 5 grand, you're getting the third funnel, and you're like, you're in this thing forever where your wheel's just spinning. Okay? It's crazy. I did that for 10 years. It's hard. It's painful. It's so much easier to double down on one thing. So you focus on the one funnel, right? So for us, we launched ClickFunnels. This was the one that worked. We focused on it. And again, comments you have to make it to Comments Club, okay? Now the second thing is after this funnel's working and customers are coming, we're making money, we're at about $1 million, what's happening is we're building up pressure. I want to build up a bunch of pressure so that when I release funnel number two, people will go crazy for it. Right? If I were to launch Funnel Hacking Live before I launched ClickFunnels, guess how many people would have showed up? No one. Nobody would have came. I know I did events before. Nobody ever came. It's really stressful. True story, the first Funnel Hacking Live, we had 600 people signed up, and I was so scared the day of. I was hiding in the back. I'm like, no one's, because I'd done an event before where nobody showed, like very few people showed up, and I'm hiding in the back, and I remember peeking through the curtains. I was like, oh my gosh, they came. Oh, I was so excited because this happened before, right? And so what happens, the focus is you're just focusing on your core offer, you're building customers, you're getting people to love you, fall in love with you, all that kind of stuff, and then you can release, like, now here's my second funnel, right? For a lot of people, then it's like you release your back-end funnel. It's like, hey, now we have a high-ticket thing, but you've got all this pressure built up, and they just go crazy. Okay, that's where we get a lot of people here who go and after they've been running their webinar or whatever it is for their front-end funnel for a long time, then launch the next thing, they're like, my first funnel took me like 6 months to hit your comic club. Second one, I did it in a weekend. It's like, yeah, you build a bunch of pressures. People wanted to give you more money. You released it, and then boom, it's really easy the second time. And it keeps getting easier and easier and easier. Okay? So I want to kind of walk through some stories of people that figured out their what and the how, and I want to show you how fast they blew up. The first one, some of you guys may know him. This is Dan Henry. Is Dan in the room? I'm like, how's that so quiet? All right. So Dan, I know his story really well. The reason why I know this really well is one night after he moved in the new Dan mansion, he was drinking a lot, and then he made me this video. I'm going to show you guys a little clip from it.
Well, I know. Russell, listen. I'm drunk. It's cool. Listen, I have to tell you something, man. Look, I'm good at what I do. I am. I'm good at what I do.
Very humble.
I hope I'm in the right group because I'm flipping. I said flipping. Am I in the .com secrets inner circle group? Bradley, can you tell me? Please tell me if I am. Hold on. Because I'm a little drunk. I think I am. Yeah. Listen, Russell. I'm good at what I do. I'm good at Facebook ads. I'm good at all that. But you're a perfect webinar. Oh, thank God, Bradley. Thank you. Can I say something about your perfect webinar, my friend? Listen, I get it. Well, hold on. I got to say this. You know I want to speak at Funnel Hacking Live. But I get it if you don't want me to do that because I'm whatever. I cuss a lot. And I'm a loose cannon. I get it, though I would never do that. But I understand. I do get it. Okay, so forget all that crap. I just want to give you an honest thank you. Because look at this stuff. God, I can't believe I'm actually censoring myself while I'm drinking. Hold on. Look at this right now. One webinar. One mother effing webinar. Okay? One mother effing webinar. Look at this crap right now. Okay? That right there. And the third floor is not even lit up, bro. The third floor, like, that's the you can't even see it because it's not lit up because all the lights are off. But, bro, that's one webinar, okay? This right here is a fish light.
All right, I'm going to stop here. I'm going to stop here. Okay, so Dan, he struggled, and then guess what happened? He figured out his what and his how, and he went from zero to $1 million in how fast? How many? In 5 months. That's what we're talking about. Okay, you guys want to hear the other cool part of the story? So I'm sitting in my house, and my phone blings saying that someone's streaming into our group, and I look, and it's Dan drunk, and I'm watching this first. I'm like, oh, man. And then I'm like, oh, man, this is awesome. So I'm like, oh, so I jump on my computer, and the second it ends, I download it. We turn it into a video ad selling my book. We post it back up, and check this out. Right now, it's got 3.7 million views. This video sold thousands and thousands of books for me, so thank you, Dad. I appreciate that. That was amazing. All right, so there's Dan's story. Jamie Cross, where's Jamie at? Over here, this is Jamie. She didn't know I was going to talk about her today. So Jamie was, last year came to Funnel Hacking Live, the first time you came, right? And she was creating a business, and she was trying to figure out the what and the how, and she was struggling. She is a herbalist, and she makes herbs and stuff, and she makes her own soaps, her own lotions, a bunch of amazing things in her home, and she was trying to figure out, like, how do I sell this? And she figured out an amazing product. She figured out the what. She has an amazing product. You guys should all give her money because it's legitimately amazing. She had an amazing product. She could figure out the how. She couldn't find, like, I tried to figure it out. We talked about perfect webinar. And what's funny about her is, like, she's like, how do I sell a web? I'm selling soap and lotions. I can't do a webinar. How many of you guys are, like, e-com people are like, Russell, your webinar sucks. I'm selling physical products. A couple of you guys are saying that to me. I get it. So she didn't say that. She's like, I got to figure this out. I know the what, but how am I going to sell this? And so she tried doing webinars and all sorts of stuff. And eventually she made, like, a 4.5-minute perfect webinar Facebook Live. And the first, like, 90 days went from zero to $90,000 in sales and have been blowing up ever since. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Just figure out the what and the how. Like, this is the first phase, you guys. If you're not there, like, this is the, like, all you should be thinking about every single day, what am I selling? How am I selling? What am I selling? How am I selling it? And you put it out there, and then the market will tell you if you guessed right. If you didn't, come back to drawing board. Okay, what and the how? What and the how? What am I selling? How am I selling? What am I selling? How am I selling it? Put it out there, and the market will tell you if you failed or not. That's the game. As soon as you know, then you can blow it up, okay? Next one, Liz Benny. Unfortunately, Liz isn't able to be here this time. Same thing with Liz. We started working with her. She called me up. She joined one of our coaching programs. Very first call I had with her, she's like, Russell, my goal is to make $50,000 in the next 30 days. I was like, that's a horrible goal. She's like, what? I'm like, this is the deal. We're going to figure out your what and your how. It's going to take a little while. And it's probably not going to happen in 30 days, but we're going to try some stuff and figure it out. And as soon as you figure it out, then you can make $50,000. Then that's really actually small thinking. But it's going to take more than 30 days to figure out this initial thing, right? And so I kind of like set her expectations. She went out there and she spent the next 4 or 5 months figuring out the what and the how. She figured out what to sell. She created the product, figured out how to sell, created a webinar. And as soon as it worked, went from zero to two comma club almost overnight. Okay? Next one's Natalie Hodson. Is Natalie in the room? Yeah, Natalie! Give her a huge round of applause. You're going to have a chance to hear from Natalie here in about an hour or so, which I'm really excited for, hear her presentation. I don't want to spoil the whole thing, but last February she came to an event, and afterwards she launched a book that went from zero to comma club in like 4 months. Crazy. An ebook, a $37 ebook. Amazing. She figured out the what and the how. Okay? And there's over 258 other stories just like that in this room, you guys. Okay, I want you to understand. That's the first phase. From zero to millions, figuring out the what and the how. The what and the how, and you got to figure that out. Okay? You guys committed to that, figuring out the what and the how? Good. And if it doesn't work, don't get stressed out. Some people like launch something, it doesn't work, and like, this doesn't work. Funnels are a scam. Russell's a scam. I tried the thing, it didn't work. No, you got like ClickFunnels. I had to do six, and I'm pretty good at this game. Six funnels before I got one that worked. Was it worth it? Yeah. I don't want to be that annoying guy who talks about money and stuff, but like it was worth it. Six funnels? Holy crap, yes. Okay? You will make more when one funnel hits than you will make in a lifetime of hard work otherwise. So is it worth it? Yes. It's worth it. Figuring out the what and the how. What and the how. And the market will tell you. And as soon as it lets you know, then you take off and you explode. Okay?
Would you like to see behind the scenes of what we're actually doing each day to grow our company? If so, then go subscribe to our free behind-the-scenes reality TV show at www.funnelhacker.tv.